الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحد وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. إن شاء الله tonight we would like to finish the second part and the last of this series of the prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In actuality, although I'm out of town, but I tried to conduct this class over the telephone or the satellite, whatever you want to call it. I may show by this some commitment from myself. It may encourage the students and the people, inshallah, also to have a similar commitment or better for the classes and the study of this knowledge, inshallah. And also, we would like to take advantage of these blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made available for us, this modern technology. So, using the TV and the VCR and the telephone and all this modern technology that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And also this remind me with the hadith that I mentioned last week, إن الله لا يؤيد هذا الدين بالرجل الفاجر. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported the strength in this religion with the fajr man or with the kafir. A lot of technology, modern technology, which been invented by non-Muslims. And indeed, we can use it for a support and for strengthening this Islam, inshallah. Without long introduction, we would like to come to our subject. And as I said, this is the second and the last part of this class concerning prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In actuality, I don't have my folder from last week, so I may during the class mention something that I had mentioned last week. So please excuse me for it. I'll try my best to use my memory and not to avoid any repetition, inshallah. One of the things that we would like to talk about today that we didn't mention it last week, is it still going okay?
That's okay.
Alhamdulillah. This Ta'if al-Mansura, this is Ta'ifa, which is group Mansura, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him victory. Ta'if al-Mansura, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned about it in the book of Al-Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi. This hadith by Al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, La yazalu nasun min ummati zahirin hatta ya'tiyahum amrullah wa hum zahirun. That Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informed us that group of his ummah were remaining holding fast to this religion, and they will be always victory and have established until the last moment of this life. People were there. And in actuality, the description of those people are the people who hold back to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We beg Allah to make us among them. Alhamdulillah, we see today, nowadays, and even here in America, that among all this fabrication and this bid'ah people and all this Sufis and stuff, we still see and hear about people who hold fast to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They care if other people are different from them. Indeed, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us, and indeed these people did this everywhere, and they be always there holding the Book of Allah and the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam until the day of judgment. The second prophecies for today, which talks about division of the Ummah. And this, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us about what's going to happen. And this, when he informed us in hadith, which is collected by Abu Dawood rahmatullahi alayhi, and the hadith is reported from Muhammad ibn Amr ibn Abi Salama عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم افترقت اليهود على 72 فرقة وتفرقت النصارى على 72 فرقة وتفترق متي على 73 فرقة نسأل الله العافية. The Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم informed us what the meaning is, that the Yahud been divided into 171 group or six or 72, and the Christian, the Nasara, been divided into 71 or 72 groups. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Aftariq ummati ala 73 firqa," and my ummah will be divided into 73 things. And indeed we see the prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is scary, but as I said before, one of the things that we benefit studying the prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this be like alarm or be like some indication or some pre-information for us, that we be prepared, we be careful, that we don't be among those people. But here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they're going to be divided. They're going to be divided into 73 groups. That means they're going to be worse than the Jewish and the Christian. And everybody would be claiming that they are the Muslims, and maybe even they will claim that they are the Al-Firqa Najiya, or the group that saved, that just mentioned about it, and they may even mention and they claim they are the people of Sunnah or the people of the Jama'ah. And we see nowadays, even among so-called Sunni Muslims, we see even division among the Salafis and the people of Ansar al-Sunnah and the people of Quran and Sunnah and Ihya al-Sunnah, division. And some people, they may say, no, everybody is about Sunnah, but you can look to their leadership, you can look to their programs, you can even look to them here in America. Among those who claim to be Salafi, you have, as example, you understand, three groups, three of them, with three different leadership and three different organizations, three conferences, three different activities, and each one of them claiming to be the people of Salaf. And it's not from the people of Salaf that people will be divided and be different, and because the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the Jama'ah. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his forgiveness, and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala united the effort of those people who, inshallah, holding the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From the prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he told us in his time and was not exist in that time, and that we nowadays we start to see it. The hadith which is reported by Anas radiallahu anhu, إن من أشراط الساعة أن يرفع العلم ويثبت الجهل ويشرب الخمر ويظهر الزنا. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us that from the signs of the day of judgment or sa'ah, the hour, which both of them mean the same, that ilm or knowledge will be lifted, and the jahl, or which is the opposite of being knowledgeable, to be ignorant, that will be flourish, and that the khamr, wine, will be drunk, and adultery will be everywhere. And nowadays we can see the reality and the prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning about jahl, concerning the lifting up of the ilm. You found a lot of libraries and a lot of publication, but when you examine some of this publication or what is contained in it, you don't see ilm, you don't see knowledge, you see something else. You don't see the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see innovation, you see fabrication, you found addition to the religion of Islam. You found things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, it didn't send any authority for it to be taught or to be given. So this is the raf'a of al-ilm, and also the raf'a of ilm, the scholars, the real scholars of ilm, those people who put the knowledge in action, they will pass away, they will die. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the wine will be drunk, and the zina and the adultery. We ask Allah al-afiyah and protect us. We see all the things is already take place as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us. Also from the prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is number 4 for our class tonight, and try to speed a little bit, make up for the time that we lost over getting the lecture ready over the microphone or the satellite or whatever. The increase of number of women, the increases in number of women. And this hadith is in collection of Imam al-Bukhari in volume 1, that reported by Qatada عن Anas قال لأحدثنكم حديثا لا يحدثكم أحد بعدي سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من أشراط الساعة يقل العلم ويظهر الجهل ويظهر الزنا وتكثر النساء ويقل الرجال حتى يكون للخمسين امرأة القيم الواحد. Which this hadith is actually part of the, what is this hadith already just been mentioned, the hadith before. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that from the signs of the day of judgment, the signs of the hour, that ilm or useful knowledge, the knowledge, when we talk about knowledge, we're talking about the knowledge of Quran and hadith, the knowledge which bring you closer to Allah. From the science of the hour, the day of judgment, that the ilm will be qaleel, will be little. Jahl will be a lot. Zina, adultery and fornication, you will see it. And subhanallah, today, all what you need to see the prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all what you need, at any time, at any day, at any channel on the TV, the devil box, turn it on for a minute and see what you're going to see. You will see the zina, you will see the adultery, you will see the fornication. Even in the channel news, that's supposed to be a channel news, only for a news, no way except you're going to see some form of adultery. Because as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us that the zina, العين تزني والأذن تزني واليد تزني, that eye commit adultery and ear commit adultery and hands commit adultery And he informed us that the zina of al-ayn is to look to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it forbid. And the adultery of the ear to hear these things like music and singing. And so you can see how zina and adultery and fornication in different shapes and forms with different degrees became zahira, became published, became in public, became everywhere, even in our own houses, except rahimahullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that zina and adultery and fornication became almost zahir, became appears everywhere. As the Prophet said, وَتَكْبُرُ النِّسَاءِ, that women will be a lot, which is something very serious. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had informed us about how serious is women, and this is a trial for this ummah. So now, with the increase of the number of women, that means the fitna would be more for the men. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection. And make comment about this, that the fitna of a woman, or the trial of a woman, especially the Muslim woman today, is to struggle with herself to hide her beauty and hide things which can be temptation for men. And the fitna and the trial of a man that to try to lower his gaze and not to look to what Allah made haram and forbid. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the women will be a lot in number and men will be little, will be few. To such a degree, the population of women, or the increase in the number of women, will be for each man will be 50 women. That means 50 in the number. If you compare, if we have two men will have 100 women. If we have one man, we'll have 50 women. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-qayyim al-wahid." For 50 women will be qayyim wahid. One man to take care or to look after a 50 woman. And that shows you how the seriousness also of the responsibility, because you know, usually, and supposed to be the man is the maintainer and the protector. So if you understand yourself, you're the only man. Here you have maybe an example with the maximum that lawful for you four wives. And after this, maybe you understand you have about six daughters. And maybe you have, so this is 10 already. And maybe you have about six sisters or seven sisters, two aunts, and so you will find among you, your own family only, all these people that they have to take care of them or support them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to carry our job, that fulfill our obligation. So the increase of women, and we see it nowadays, maybe it didn't arrive yet to this number, but talking about increase of number of women, or what you need to come to a place like Georgia here and see how the number of women, or I think in Boston, the number of women is a lot compared to the men that in existence in some states. But in general, talking about population of women now, they are more than men. They may didn't reach the 50th, but it's coming soon. Also from the prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerning the day of judgment, which he had informed us about it, the nafus, which compete each other over the dunya and the material thing. And indeed, you can see the competition today, which is not to understand only a matter of competition. Competition comes with a seriousness of people try to boycott each other and fight each other. And indeed, all what we see nowadays is among so-called Islamic countries. This country declare a war against the other country for few miles of their water, and this country took some of their oil wells, and this country, all this nonsense, they fighting as if they already took care of the properties and that they have, and they already spent all the money that they have, and now they have nothing except to fight with the other countries and kill the other Muslims because they took part of a few miles of their waters or their oil or whatever. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had informed this in hadith, which is reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu an, inna attara ma akhafu alaykum akhafu alaykum ma yukhriju Allah lakum min barakat al-ard. قيل وما barakat al-ard? قال من زهرة الدنيا. فقال رجل هل يأتي الخير بالشر؟ فصمت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى ظننت أنه ينزل عليه، ثم جعل يمسح عن جبينه فقال أين السائل إلى آخر الحديث. So that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I really care for you from the barakat and the blessings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the earth give it you. That will be gold under the earth, will be silver, will be oil, will be a lot of things which in that time was hidden under the earth. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't see it, but he said, I'm so scared of all these good things that Allah will make come from beneath the earth. So Iman said, O Allah, O Prophet of Allah, how good can bring evil? Would good bring evil? If Allah give us all these good things, how good things will lead to evil? So in reality, it's not that the good is that it evil, but when people take the good and they could not use it in good, okay? This is the problem. When we take money of oil and take money of the gold and take all the things that hit the earth, and now we try to utilize it in other things which is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, civilization, stations, receiving from America, receiving from Paris, receiving all kind of destruction for the Muslim family. So you found that this money been utilized in armies fighting others and killing others for almost no reason. So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us about all these good things that was hidden under the earth that will come, and he informed us that Muslims will compete with each other and will fight each other because this material thing. Indeed, the Prophet of Allah has said the truth. Indeed, we see it nowadays in existence because money, because oil, because land, they had boycotted each other and they even had killed each other, and they claimed to be Muslims after all the things.